And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Over the past year, there have been many reforms in Myanmar, also known as Burma. One of the most obvious changes? New cars on the streets. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports now, liberalization has meant that Burmese citizens are now ditching their old jalopies for sleek new rides.
At his repair shop on the outskirts of Yangon, U On Mint takes the body of a 20-year-old government-made Jeep and welds pieces of scrap metal onto the gaping rust holes. He cobbles in an engine from an old Mitsubishi SUV, the axles of a Toyota, and some tires from South Korea. It's the ride of Frankenstein, and U On Mint is mighty proud of it. He boasts of having fixed all manner of rolling rust buckets, including some left over from the British colonial era.
A 40-year-old car is nothing special here. I once refurbished a British Austin A40 that was more than 60 years old. I had that thing up and running on the streets of Yangon.
New policies rolled out last September allow owners of cars between 20 and 40 years old to sell them for scrap. In exchange, they get licenses to import newer but still second-hand cars. On Mint says this junkers for clunkers policy has had a serious impact on his business.
As new imports flood into the country, car prices are going down. Nobody wants to drive these old clunkers in the city anymore, so now we mostly sell them to customers in rural areas.
This year, the policy was revised to allow consumers to buy any imported car that they like. But they need to pay for it with foreign currency, and the customs duties, surcharges, and registration fees amount to a 165% markup. Tin Mong Mong Fan, a senior research fellow at the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies in Singapore, says that these prices make buying an automobile an entirely different proposition.
Everyone, because of policy making in the past, regards cars not as utility, but as investment. So when you buy a car, you are thinking of selling it later at a profit.
When the government liberalized the import policy, prices for most imported cars in Myanmar dropped by around half. Tint Thuyn, deputy director of trade in Myanmar's commerce ministry, says this caught some small-scale investors off guard.
Now, at the moment, there's some people and they have their car to sell in the market, so they invest a lot, and now they suddenly change the policy and they have some losses.
Until the recent reforms, only officials were allowed to import automobiles. The government and military both have their own car import companies. Many of the imported cars are then resold to family members and cronies of those in power. Tae Ong is a car trader who's found success buying cars from the military and then reselling them to consumers. Of course, he says, this drives the price up.
70% of the officials who get individual import permits will not use the cars themselves, but will instead resell them and pocket the profits. We will then buy those cars and resell them again for a profit of around $6,000 to $11,000 each.
Tae Ong says all the selling and reselling can jack the price of an ordinary Toyota Land Cruiser up to around $500,000. To the average citizen in one of Asia's poorest countries, that is what you call a crony mobile. Scholar Tin Mong Mong Fan says that however irrational the new policies may be, the government can still claim them as an improvement and good for the common people.
There is this driving force under the new government of liberalization. Everybody's jumped on the liberalization wagon. So everything that relaxes policies and liberalizing seems to be taken as good, regardless of the consequences.
Back at his repair shop, U On Mint shows visitors a freshly painted and refurbished Jeep. He says that he supports the new policy, even though it's put a dent in his business.
These rebuilt old cars are not so safe, and they're still expensive for ordinary Burmese. With the new policy, people will get better prices for their car purchases, and the new cars will still need us to maintain them.
Even with all the new imports flooding in, only 7 out of 1,000 Burmese own cars. And car prices are likely to remain high until foreign car makers set up shop in Myanmar. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.